We're recording this show the day after the Grammy Awards. So today we're doing an all-music show. In my years of doing this show, we've never devoted an entire show to the creative process behind great music. You know, what can we learn about creating products and services from people who understand the music creation process? We're going to be joined by two musical experts to learn from two very different perspectives how music relates to innovation. First, we're going to talk to Christian Gantsch. Christian is a four-time Grammy Award winner. He's an international conductor, producer, and consultant. And he wrote a book called From Solo to Symphony: What Businesses Can Learn from Orchestras. And so we're going to explore with him, quite literally, how to create harmony within a team. Orchestras have been around for centuries. I think of them as a very mature and old organization. Where and how are orchestras innovating?
Orchestras, from outside, they look quite old-fashioned. You have a conductor, and the musicians look more or less like a group dynamic seminar. But even music lovers don't really understand that you have 10, 12, sometimes 15 departments inside of an orchestra with strong leaders. They have written in their contracts that they have to lead, conduct their teams, you know, maybe with their body language or with their instrument. So there is not only one leader, there are high professional leaders, and they conduct their department, and therefore the structure is the structure more of a company than what you see and what the image of orchestras is. And this kind of interplay of competences is, I think, quite up to date.
You know, again, it's the same in companies that we have department leaders. You know, when it comes time to perform, they have to make sure that that performance happens flawlessly and well and consistently. But at the same time, we demand of those people that they innovate, that they do things better this year than they did them last year. How do you think about, as a conductor, helping your department heads both demand perfection in performance, but also innovation in activities?
If you have 200 concerts a year, you understand immediately, let's say after a few months, that yesterday doesn't count. You have to forget the performance of yesterday. If you have musicians in the orchestra who perform on the basis of sentimental memories, how beautiful it was maybe last season or last concert, you know, then it doesn't work. You have to forget yesterday. You have to understand that different concert halls need different strategies. You cannot, you know, if you have a long reverb in a concert hall, you have to change the bowing strategies. You have to change how the woodwinds breathe. So it's every time a kind of new situation.
Yeah, I want to come to the issue that you just mentioned about solos versus group performances. I'm sure that, you know, a lot of musicians really value that opportunity to do a solo, and there must be lots of back and forth about, you know, who does the solo here and how many solos you have and when you come together and as an orchestra and play something as a whole. And how do you coordinate that, and how do you keep egos in check and make sure that your orchestra continues to perform well?
I tell you that without leaders who really do their job inside of the orchestra, you know, I cannot do anything. I cannot conduct, because there are so many little details going on. I need self-motivation. I need leaders who organize their teams first. I need leaders who don't have this kind of, how you call it, silo mentality, that it's great what they do without listening to all the different departments. Eye contact is essential. And I would say it's this interplay of competences is more or less a consciousness. You need people who understand, in orchestras, you need people, and maybe in the business world as well, you need people who understand they have to be a fruitful source to develop the whole organization, the whole orchestra, and not only their department. And this mentality is, I think, the only way an orchestra works.